They've been coming whichever way they can. Bus, plane, freight train. Migrants from Central, South America and beyond are heading to the US border. At least some of them, because this week marks a big change in US migrant policy. The end of Title 42, a controversial measure that the United States has used to refuse asylum to most migrants for 3 years on the grounds that they might carry COVID. It finishes on Friday, but there's confusion among those at the border over whether the change in rules will actually make it easier to get into the US. An impromptu camp has sprung up in the shadow of the border wall in Ciudad Juarez, Mexico. We met Juliana and her daughter Emily from Venezuela on their way in.
We've got to get in today. Tomorrow they could refuse us because Title 42 ends and the new rules begin.
Many more here think the same. They've been queuing for days. It seems that the messaging from the US has percolated down to the ground.
American authorities have been at pains to say that just because Title 42, with its near blanket ban on asylum seekers, is ending, that doesn't mean that there's an open border. They're bringing in other rules. Those looking for asylum have to make an appointment here in Mexico through an app called CBP One. And people who jump the fence looking to hand themselves in on the other side, as has happened in the past, could face up to 5 years ban on re-entry to the States or even prosecution.
But there are a lot of glitches in the new system. The CBP One app is up and running, but migrants say it regularly crashes. The second step on the app just doesn't open, Juliana told me. And despite the new rules, the US is still expecting a surge on the border. Michael, who we met on the train into Juarez, explained why.
Like all migrants, we're looking for a better future. Not to be treated as kings, but to be given a chance.
US officials estimate that there are 22 million displaced people in the Americas. Many of those heading to the States would echo that. John Holman, Al Jazeera, Ciudad Juarez.